Radio
Blog
Diva.
Talk Radio.
Reality Radio.
Yeah. Grind and die, baby. Need to act like y'all know. Radio Divas. Y'all want them intellectual ladies? Y'all know the number. 323-693-3043. Yeah. V Slim. Miss Mika. Erica Hall. Sade Champagne. Miss Blue. DJ Sexy. Radio Divas. It don't get no better. Only on the Grind Hard Network. Rock with me.
You play me, kick me, leave me, little baby.
This is your boy Jit Chronicles, and I'd like to welcome everybody back to another episode. I'm here on the Radio Divas with the lovely ladies, season 5. We got the inspirational blogger, Miss Erica Arthur. How you doing tonight, darling?
I'm good, good brother. What to do, Jit? Welcome, everyone.
Yes, ma'am. We got manager extraordinaire and promotions artist, Miss Blue. How you doing tonight, darling?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
We in here. And last but definitely not least, we have everybody's favorite DJ. We got DJ Saxon. How you doing?
Hey, hey. I'm good.
Hey.
Ready. We ready
for
another wonderful show.
Right,
how you
right.
Doing,
that's what's G? Up. I love the energy. We gonna wait on Miss Mika, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna take her job for a little bit later. So I guess I can start off with how was y'all weekend? Let's start off with Miss Blue. What you do this weekend, Dom?
Recuperate from a seizure. So that's pretty much what I've been doing. And then
most definitely,
moving, you know, the whole moving that I got to do, and then trying to book some shows for my artist, Dub De Niro. Shout out to him, too.
Most definitely. And we definitely going to be talking about epilepsy a little bit later in the show, Blue, so we glad you can make it tonight. DJ Saxon, how about you, darling? International DJ, world's famous DJ. How was your weekend?
Oh, man, my weekend was lovely. I put my whole weekend on Snapchat, so I was trying to use Snapchat a little more this weekend, man. So a lot of people being in my Snapchat going, oh, my God, what is that? Did a crazy thing down in Jackson, Mississippi. Every year they do this thing called St. Paddy's Day Parade. It's Paddy, P-A-D-D, like, hey, Daddy. There's this wonderful spot down there called Howlin' Mouth. They're like a historic bar and / club down there, and they do this parade every year to benefit and donate money to the Lebanus Children's Hospital, which is in Jackson, Mississippi. And we went down there and turned out, man. Like, they have some crazy, incredible floats, some float ideas I've never seen before in my life. I kid you not, one float was a giant beer keg, and it was a working beer keg. So they were like,
wow.
Like, yeah, the parade is going down the street, and they're pumping beer and giving out free beer. And throwing Mardi Gras beads everywhere. It was crazy, 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 crazy.
Wow.
And it was
sound
nice
like
to
an
be
awesome
a part
weekend.
Of it.
Right.
Oh, yeah,
absolutely.
It was great.
That's definitely what's up.
Everybody's
right,
like,
throw
it's
it
for
to
the
my...
kids.
Yeah, absolutely. But more grown folks was out there, huh?
Man, out there drinking, turning up. Everybody had on green, looking like Irish, so we was in there.
Yeah, that's definitely what's up. All right, I'm going to throw it over to my favorite blogger, Miss Erica Arthur. She's a busybody. How was your weekend, though?
Oh, my goodness. And thank you for that, Jid. I actually fought for me time on purpose. I did.
That's a good thing.
I escaped. I did a lot of writing later on in the evening, and I posted on Instagram under Authenticity Speaks. I had a beautiful time showing a range with my writing, but the majority of the day I was out. I'm talking about like a solid 9 to 10 hours. And I protected my time, not as a wife, not as a mother, no titles, just E. And it was so needed, long overdue, and I had a ball. It was amazing.
That's what's up. That's definitely what's up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, ladies, my weekend wasn't as exciting as y'all, but I did take a page out of Miss Erica's book. I just had me some me time. So yesterday, I binge-watched all the episodes of Empire that I missed. You know what I'm saying? And that felt good. No emails, no talking to nobody. Just me, Cookie, and Lucius. You know?
That's what's up.
And
that's
I can't wait. All right,
he
so,
got it in.
Ladies, what we're going to do, something a little bit different tonight while we give Miss Mika a chance to get into the building. What I'm going to do, I'm going to reset. I know on some of the previous shows, y'all talked about what constitutes a legend. You know, I'm going to actually kind of turn the floor over to Miss Erica Arthur. If you want to go ahead and get your segment started, darling, we can definitely do that.
All right.
I would love to know what y'all has opinions is on that.
Absolutely, absolutely. A few weeks ago, we had started a conversation. Our amazing DJ Saxy was giving us some life regarding the feedback and music reviews, as usual, at the end of the show. And we actually started a conversation about Rihanna's latest song, Works, the single. And DJ Saxy, correct me if I'm wrong, I think you said that the word work is said 88 times in that song.
Yeah, 88 times.
If I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so it kind of like spiraled, a conversation spiraled, but it was at the end of the show and we couldn't finish that. And we were giving, you were breaking down the number of awards, Billboard and Grammys and the number one hits and just numbers. You're talking business, hardcore
right.
numbers. And it was an amazing conversation. So we wanted to kind of pick up from that in terms of what constitutes a legend. And we know that it kind of breathes across different genres. And it may not necessarily be your favorite style of music, my favorite style of music. But we wanted to reopen and revisit that discussion. So when you think music legend, who are the top three people that come to your mind off the top of your head, Blue? Do you think legend? Any genre?
I'm sorry, say that again?
When you think music legend, top three off the top of your head, any genre of music, any style of music, what top three artists do you think of when you hear the term music legend?
Okay, honestly, I'm trying to think real quick. No, that's not an artist. Just kidding. Oh man, there's so many. I think of Aretha Franklin. I think of Whitney Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And I think of, that's all that comes to mind right now.
Okay.
I'm sure there's somebody else. I just can't think of it right now.
Okay. How about you, Jit?
Well, she definitely said something that rang a bell to me. Definitely Whitney Houston. I think Ron Isley, that's one of my favorite artists, is a legend. And I would have to throw in Marvin Gaye.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
you
yeah, know, I was thinking Marvin Gaye, too.
Well. Yeah.
Nice little twist.
And
nice
there's many more,
twist.
But those are the top three that came off my head.
Absolutely. Before I throw it to DJ Saxy, who has that advantage, actually being immersed in the culture as a DJ, I think global. I think about global influence. I think Michael Jackson off the top of my head.
Hmm.
I know on a lot of lists that he's automatically on the top of the list. Prince, of course. But then there are so many different artists in world music that we're not even familiar with, right?
Absolutely.
That are, just internationally acclaimed outside of the States. Outside of familiar genres that are killing it. So would you say that it's a person who defines a genre, redefines a genre, selling out tickets, or at the end of the day it has to do with those awards, numbers, number one hits? Because we can talk bands, we can talk the Beatles, we can talk Sting, we can talk Fela Kuti,
mm-hmm.
Bob Marley, we can nail it. DJ Sexy, your thoughts?
Does voice of men count too?
But see, I would say legends in their own right.
Oh, okay.
They, you understand what I'm saying? Voice of men, Philadelphia native, amazing genre of music that they touched on. They were doing that urban soul. They were writing, singing. But the beautiful thing about them is that someone can look at them and say that was awesome for that period of time, but let's go back to Motown. Who was killing it on the corners, who would you really say is a legend? Of course, no disrespect to it, especially from the, you know, the guys still in the East Coast out in the front. But I'm just saying in terms of numbers, in terms of, so then they would go, okay, so are we talking Four Tops? Are we talking the Commodores? Are we talking the Temptations, the Stylistics? You feel me?
Right.
I just think longevity do play its part of being a legend, too. I just want to say that real quick. And I just me personally, I do feel like, if we're talking about longevity, you have to be in the business at least 25 years.
Okay. So some longevity there.
Definitely.
What about
longevity.
You, Zach? What do you thought?
Well, it gets tricky, Jit. It gets tricky. Would you consider Tupac and... Because, like, would you consider Tupac and Biggie legends? They weren't in the rap game long at all. Neither one of them have Grammys.
And they didn't even realize that. You kind of got me on that one, sis. You kind of got me on that because I would say Tupac is definitely a rap legend, and Biggie is my favorite artist. You know, so I stand corrected. You know,
excellent.
Wow, it does get tricky as far
it's
as the rap
tricky.
Game. Because those
yeah.
are two legends.
And, and neither one of them have awards nor Grammys. They were alive when it was going on, but neither one of them had
it. Didn't.
Tricky.
That is tricky. And then when I think of Tupac, I think of all the things that he did before he became that great artist. You know what I'm saying? With the Black Panthers and all that stuff, too. So you got me on that, Sax. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised.
I love it, though. And that's why
that's
why it was the conversation I wanted us to continue, because when you think about Biggie, I think he was only 24 when he passed away. And that sounds so young right now. Oh, my goodness, that sounds so young. It sounds like just a baby. Mm-hmm. But the impact that he made on the hip-hop industry as a native New Yorker, being born and raised in Brooklyn, a special soft spot for him as well. I mean, you're right. I just think it's an amazing dynamic. So I definitely wanted us and our viewers to kind of touch on that again before we're so quick to shut down another industry. We didn't even talk about jazz. Wynton Marsalis. We didn't talk about country music, and then there's this whole segment of country pop. We didn't talk about our B.B. King. You know, didn't talk about You know, we have our Jimi Hendrix. This, you know, what he did for us in music, and you feel me? The list goes on and on, James. Brown, so it's a beautiful thing, this thing called music. Oh, it's an amazing thing, transcending cultures and race, and it's a universal language, very powerful. Thank you for that curveball. That's why DJ Saxy's in the house.
That's what's up.
That's all I got.
And Saxy, I do want to say this too. I want to say, as far as that longevity thing, I do feel. Outside of the other genres, when it comes to rap and hip hop, because it's not too many people in that genre that's been in the game that long, you know. So I will curve that for that specific genre. But when I say 25 years, of course I'm talking about people like Patti LaBelle, Aretha Franklin, Ron Isley, things of that nature. You know, but I will give the curve to the hip hop and the rap genre part. Because sometimes, a lot of times, their careers don't even last but a decade before they go on to produce or write or whatever other things they do.
Wow. Ooh, that got me hyped.
But that's a good one. That's something to chop up.
Yeah.
Might have to use that for Grand Hall Radio.
Dope.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. What's next, Jit? What you got for us, good brother?
Ladies, we're going to keep it moving, and I wanted to tell everybody out there, if y'all want to talk to the Divas yourself, you know what I'm saying, we are definitely doing questions and answers. If the ladies like, you know, if y'all want to call in and got a question for Miss Blue or Miss Erica Arthur or DJ Saxy, definitely feel free to do that. The number is 323-693-3043, or you can log on to the official website, and that's groundhardradio.com. And speaking of our favorite DJ, we're going to take a quick music break, ladies. This is DJ Saxy with the Groove Mix. Radio Divas, keep it locked.
Yeah. Grind and die, baby. Need to act like y'all know. Radio Divas. Y'all want them intellectual ladies? Y'all know the number. 323-693-3043. Yeah. V Slim. Miss Mika. Erica Hart. Sade Champagne. Miss Blue. DJ Saxy, Radio Divas, it don't get no better, only on the Grind Hard Network, rock with me,
You're now listening to the hottest female DJ, DJ Saxy.
Baby girl, you're so damn fine, though. I'm trying to know if I can hit it from behind, though. I'm sipping on you like some fine wine, though. And when it's over, I press rewind, though. Hey, you talking bands, girl, I got it. Benjamin's all in my pocket. I traded in my tools for some robbers. You playing Batman, Fetty's gonna rob us. Hey, I got a Glock in my Rari. Hey, 17 shots, no 38. I got a Glock in my Rari. 17 shots, no 38.
I believe all of your dreams are duration. You took my heart, all my keys, and my passion. You took my heart, I must leave a decoration. You mistaken my love, I brought for you for foundation. All that I wanted from you was to give me something that I never had. Something that you never seen. Something that you never
seen.
The rack ain't got it all wrong. We ain't about to go spend money just to flex on them. We ain't really got a liar. I'm a type of motherfucker that'll check the check, do the math. I ain't never getting right. Those margaritas not going on my car. I ain't about to split a damn thing. I'm at the restaurant working that way. You ain't hurting, you ain't hurting.
Glory. The sky be the glory. The sky be the glory.
eyes on my face. Heart still the same, despite the pain. When it rains, it pours.
Check out the show right now, live, groundheartradio.com. I'm in the building with the lovely ladies, Miss Erica Arthur, Miss Blue, and DJ Saxy. The track that y'all just heard was your girl, Audrey, Her Soul, and that track was actually called Love Overdose. I like that. She's a hot artist. But right now, ladies, I'm actually going to turn it over to Miss Blue, because one thing about this show and the reason why I created it, because it's all about women empowerment, entertainment, and education. And I just want to say to Ms. Blue, since I've been knowing you for about maybe 3 years now, the artist that she actually promotes is one of my cast members on Ground Hard Radio. So I've definitely talked to Blue, you know, about what she goes through as far as epilepsy, having her seizures and things. And I want to salute you, sis, because you will get up and you keep going. You keep fighting, you know. You hear it on Radio Diva Season 5, you know, so I just want to really salute you as a friend first and foremost. And I'm going to turn it over to you, darling, to, you know, raise some awareness, let the folks know, you know, what goes on with epilepsy, because it's something serious. I have a cousin. I can't say what her condition is. I don't know what it is, but she has seizures as well. And to actually see that, you know, seeing it with your own two eyes is pretty scary. But nevertheless, darling, I'm going to turn the floor over to you.
Oh, yes. First of all, thank you so much, Jit, you know, for your love and support. You know,
much love, sis.
It's great to have somebody to have your back no matter what, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Friendship is always first and second. as far as epilepsy goes, I have been dealing with this over, let's see, my youngest son, he's 9. So I've been dealing with this stuff for 9 years. For the last couple of years, it's been getting really bad to a point where I almost flatlined like 2 or 3 times, and my kids had to see me go through this. And luckily, you know, I am still alive. So I've been taking a couple medications to trying to calm it down a lot. But a lot of it, for people that aren't aware that if you have seizures, you know, a lot of the stress level can trigger it. And what I have is the grand mal, which is the biggest one that you can have. And I found out, so there's a couple things that you can do to sort of minimize it. Won't go away, but can minimize the how many seizures you have. Matter of fact, I just had one last week, and I had to learn how to keep going and do what I got to do instead of just moping around. And it's hard to deal with it on an emotional level, because when you deal with it, when you first start having it, it takes a lot from you. You know, you feel like you're not worth it. Then you feel like you just want to be normal. And that's the kind of issue that I had to deal with as far as seeing a therapist on that level, because I have 3 kids and how my life would be so different. And so on that note, I will give a couple of advices to what you can do. One, it starts with your health. When you're eating good, it helps you. So what I do on a daily basis is drink, lemon with, coconut water is very good because it keeps you hydrated also. And 2, lemon and cucumber every day. And I found that out too. So it helps. And eat a lot of vegetables and a lot of fruits also. So I also, because I'm always on the go, and I drink the smoothies. They come in a bottle, which is called Naked, and they come in a bottle. So it helps a lot when you have a lot of nutrition to help you. But my best advice is make sure you go see a doctor to find out how bad your seizures get. And then it's always make sure you are aware and make sure the people that you are around knows your condition too. So, and it's hard. And then my best advice also would make sure you go talk to somebody that it helps a lot when you talk to people that's been through what the kind of situation that you go through on a daily. It's heartbreaking sometimes. And, you know, I have to have my kids, kind of take care of me in a sense of watching over me, because they get very paranoid. And especially if you have kids, my best advice is to make sure you tell them how to take care of you. So when you're in a seizure mode, never put anything in their mouth. I know people have heard to put spoons in their mouth to keep them from biting from their tongue. Don't do that. You know why? Wow. Because for one, you can break their teeth when they go through it. Don't try to pick them up. Don't try to do none of that. Lay them on their side and let them go through it. Make sure nothing is around. You want to drain all the blood that comes out when they're biting on their tongue. So whatever you do, don't put nothing in their mouth. I know people always say that, but you can damage their teeth. And then that's another bill. in its store. And then on top of that, as they get up, let them rest. It'll take their body to recuperate depending on how many times they've had it. And be aware of the signs also. So, and then you can take Tylenol or something to help you with the headache. But always be aware of your body, because if you're not, you most likely won't know. And just make sure you let everybody know that's around you, so that way they know how to deal with you, especially children, you know, My kids has, like I said, my kids has been dealing with this with me for a long time, and it's scary to them. You know, my oldest is 13, my daughter is 10, and then my youngest is 9. And like I said, and then if you're in the shower, don't take hot showers. See, I'm used to taking very hot showers, but I learned that all the steam that's in the shower, that comes from the shower, it can trigger you having a seizure if it gets way too hot. And always stay hydrated is the key also. You definitely want to do that.
Most definitely. So. And not to interrupt you, Donna, but ladies, if y'all had any questions for Blue, y'all feel free to ask. And sis, I wanted to... What did you say the disease was? Because I want everybody to be able to hear you clearly in case they want to look it up. Did you say grand mal?
Yes, sir. It's there's different types of seizures. The kind that I have is called grand mal, which is one of the biggest one that you can have, which like puts your body in shock mode, pretty much. I have to learn how to take care of myself. If I'm not taking care of myself, then I can't help nobody else. You know, it's very hard, and sometimes they can't find the reason. What people don't know about seizures, a lot of times they don't know where it comes from. But it comes from different types of your brain, because I had that issue. How I got it was in being in a domestic marriage. And that's how I ended up getting it. So I suffered a lot of head trauma. So with the head trauma, it's hard to kind of, every time you have a seizure, your brain forgets certain things. It'll take you a minute. And then you lose a lot of your brain cells every time your brain goes into shock. So.
Wow.
I definitely had questions. For her, Jit. So thank you for that. You're so courageous and beautiful and brave. We thank you. We talk to you every week, and almost every single week that we've spoken with you, you have told us that you either just had a seizure the night before or the week before or two during the week, and you've not missed one show. You're always looking out for people. I cannot describe to you how my respect level for you from our initial conversation, long before we went live on the air with this season 5, just speaking with you about what your heart was, when Jit said, look, what is your vision for this show? What is your vision for this season? You made it very clear that you wanted to raise awareness about epilepsy. So I honor you, my sister, and I celebrate your voice, because you're speaking for a lot of people. And especially in the African-American community, and when it comes to the urban culture, these are the kind of conversations that we need to have that we do not have. And so I'm just so grateful that you have the mic.
That's right.
Yes, ma'am. Salute. Much respect. In answer to your question, just to get clarity on the type of epilepsy that Blue was referring to, it's actually called grand, as in big, and the second word is mal, M-A-L. So it's called grand mal seizure. And it's described here as a type of seizure that involves a loss of consciousness and violent muscle contractions. On March 26th in the UK, overseas, they're celebrating something that's called Purple Day. Purple is the color that's synonymous with helping to raise awareness for epilepsy. And one of the things that they were sharing with that particular item in terms of trying to help awareness is, just as Blue said, is that there are different types of seizures. Now, one of the things that you said that was fascinating to me and also convicting and scary for all of us who are always ripping and running and don't listen to our bodies, you didn't develop this until you experienced experienced and survived domestic abuse. So we rejoice with you getting out of that situation with your life. But it's very interesting that it was
that it was constant head trauma that triggered that. And tell us a little bit more about how you got out of that, if you're able to talk about it, and when did you decide that this is either going to cost me my life, or I had no choice but to get out of it, and that's also a type of awareness in and of itself.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Well, for years, you know, I was with my ex-husband, and we always got into a domestic use of backroom. We always got into fights, you know, in front of the kids. And I've actually had enough when I had to see my mom suffer on the emotional part, looking at me when my whole face was all messed up from having the seizure alone. And that doesn't even include the domestic part either.
Right.
I've busted my face more than I can even say. I've had to have stitches. I busted my lip so many times. And sometimes you couldn't even recognize who I was. That's how bad it got, depending on where I go, depending on where I am. I suffered, actually, 1 year on my birthday years ago, I suffered a seizure, a really, really bad, where it burned my whole face just on the carpet alone. And that was on my birthday. And that's why it got to a point where I couldn't take it anymore, you know, among other things that he was doing. So, but, you know, I forgave him to a certain point, not for him, but for me, because obviously, like, I really try to make myself believe that I'm not going to let this beat me, and I'm not going
right.
You know, I got kids to raise, and it's hard when your kids have to see you all damaged and thinking like you can't do nothing for yourself. I really don't believe that, you know, and I can act like nothing happened after a seizure. I'll go right back to doing what I need to do. And, you know, it took a lot out of me to, you know, get to that point. And sometimes people just tell me to sit down and relax. I don't want to be that. You know, at this very moment, I can't work as far as right now until I get it under control. And that's another thing
right.
that bothers me because, you know, I got a family to feed. But luckily, my support system helps me get through the stuff that I've been through. And it's weird because I have a friend that I went to school with, and she suffered it throughout her whole entire life. And so she's been giving me a lot of helpful tips on how to deal with this on an emotional level, because it's not just you physically suffering, it's the people around you that have to see you like that. And that's the biggest thing to have to deal with. You know, even though I walk around like nothing happened and, you know, with a smile on my face, but deep down inside, I didn't have to go through this. I've done shows in the hospital after having one. You know, I've done so many things that people wouldn't even believe, you know. But, you know, like I said, once again, like when you have that support system, people understand. And don't play. I tell myself this every day. Don't make yourself fall into that being a victim of it. You don't have to live your life like that at all.
Mm-hmm.
So you can always do what you got to do. I look at people that have like no arms, no legs, and they're like in the doing like sports, you know. So I was like, if they can do it, I can do it too. So
much respect. It's amazing because it's a reminder of a couple of things. We've often talked about self care and to listen to our bodies and to pay attention to signs. And you had mentioned that stress was a factor. You also mentioned how what we go through, how it impacts those around us. even though we can see warning signs ahead, a lot of times it's difficult for us to avoid them, to avoid the stress. Even though we see, we may even get an alert on our phone that I know in the area that I'm in, that there's a tornado watch. Being originally from the East Coast, that's hard for me. Like, tornado watch, what does that even mean? But I know now. You may get that there's a snowstorm coming. You may see an alert on your GPS to take a different route because
right.
there is traffic up ahead. There's an accident up ahead. But because life happens, what is the way that you decide it works best for you to cope with the stress, to try to avoid the trigger? Because just because you know a storm is coming does not mean that you won't go through the storm. So what do you find has been the best coping mechanism for you, Blue? What works best for you?
What works for me, honestly, I'm not a medicine person. And
mm-hmm.
so what I started finding out is that taking care of your health as far as the eating goes, as far as what you're putting into your body. Because a lot of people
mm-hmm.
fail to realize that a lot of the foods that you eat can help you minimize the stress along with the seizures, along with any diet, you know, any type of diet that you're going through. I learned how to eat a lot of vegetables and fruits and like little things,
mm.
like started drinking coconut water, even though it tastes gross, it tastes so nasty.
Uh-huh.
And,
it does.
exactly. It's so nasty. But I love coconut, but I don't like the coconut water. It's so gross.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. I was like, ew, what is this? But
yeah.
And then a
helps.
Lot of
it.
Exactly. Then you got to stay away from a lot of caffeine.
Because
caffeine can help you, too, help you along with the seizures. It'll trigger it some, depending on, you know, everybody's different.
Wow.
But what works for me is staying away from caffeine, which is very hard because I'm a
yeah.
coffee fiend.
mm-hmm.
But I learned how to slow down on it, like don't drink so much of it. And
mm-hmm.
try to, as far as stress level goes, I really try to ignore it. And that's why I'd rather talk to somebody and get it out right then and
mm-hmm.
there, because sometimes it'll sneak up on me and I don't even know it. And that's what
right.
happens. So especially if you're a mom and you have kids and you're physically having to deal with this, I know it gets hard. It's hard for you to just be like, I'm going to go chill and sit down somewhere.
Yeah.
But you're a mother first. You know, you sacrifice yourself for other people to make sure they're okay. My thing is, like, I love to see people do right. I love to see people take care of people. I love helping people. That's just me because
mm-hmm.
I feel like there's always somebody in a worse situation than me. And I don't want nobody suffering from what I have to go through. You know, so
yeah.
So I try to take tips from people that are going through it physically with them, and
mm-hmm.
Try to apply it to my own life. You know, but so far it's been doing good for me. When in the beginning, when I was taking the medications, I had took over like 30 pills, and nothing was working for me. So
wow.
changing my diet was. You know, a lot of, it's hard because with the medication, a lot of times
mm-hmm.
they use these for people that, for like bipolar people. And that's what
okay.
people don't know. And it made me feel different because I can feel it in my body and I can feel the changes.
Mm.
I was moody for no reason, angry for no reason, crying for no reason. And so they're saying, there's a study saying that it helps with people that suffer from head trauma and, you know, also with seizures.
Mm.
So but it just depends on the person's body. Like I said, I had to go through like 30 different medications, and some of them made it worse, you know?
Wow.
And then I had 1 year, I had my, this is when my kids were little, I was watching my friend's baby, And at the front door, I had just got her. And then, you know, I fell into seizure mode holding her. And she was a baby. Mm. And so that was very hard for me to try to take control of this. But like I said, I try to be positive about it and try not to argue with people and not be frustrated. And I'm finding out slowly but surely it's working. So, and then, you know, and then people don't know, like, you can have, you can develop seizures by taking medication also. If you take it long enough, you can take, you can form seizures. And it doesn't necessarily have to be head trauma. That's another thing that I learned also. So there's different ways you can develop it, you know. But, you know, I don't wish this upon anybody to have to go through this, because it's not fair, you know what I mean? But you got to teach people and give them knowledge of what's going on. That's how
I've seen, and I appreciate your feedback on that. I had one last question before I turn it over to Saxie, if she had anything or if we had any callers on the line. But I've seen seizures live. I've seen a person going to have an epileptic seizure. And just as you described with your relative, it is very scary to see. And you're right, Blue. We are trained to if you have a spoon, to put it there to try to prevent them from biting on their tongue. I've not heard, as you advised, the opposite of that, was that it could end up breaking the person's teeth. So to not do that, I am curious, again, if you can just touch, being a single mom, your children, what are they trained to do literally, physically? What are they instructed to do? Are they instructed to just let mommy wait it out or give mommy a minute or two? Do they call 911 after a few seconds? Do they get you a pillow, a cool compress? What would you instruct your children to do? Because I'm sure that can be pretty frightening.
Oh, yeah. In the beginning, when my kids first started seeing me, you know, I told them to, whenever you see me have a seizure, you have to lay me on my side. Don't lay me flat. You just lay me on my side wherever I'm laying, wherever it happened. Lay me on my side and let me go through it. Don't try to pick me up. Mm-hmm. Don't put no pillow under your head. Don't do none of that. And then, like, depending on who's around, like, if it's really bad, you know, to where a point where my whole face is busted, then call, instructed to call 911. So, but see, my kids are so used to me having it now, they know exactly what to do. And then they're very aware of me. If I'm in the shower too long, they'll tell me to get out.
Wow.
That's good. Good thing.
And I'll be like, don't tell me what to do.
Wow.
And then my oldest especially, he tells me, like, don't lock the door. You know, he doesn't want me locking the door. Because one time I had locked the door. I had locked the door because I don't like people coming in the bathroom with me. So I locked
it.
And then I locked it. And so they had to call 911. And then they had to break down the door just to come get me. And then by the time the ambulance came, I was black and blue. I was unconscious. I actually was flat for seven minutes. I was pronounced dead until they revived me for 7 minutes.
Wow.
And that happened twice. Yeah. So.
Wow.
Yeah, so my kids have been through a lot with me. That's why I always tell them, like, don't give me a hard time, because, you know, the stress level on its own by being a mother, you know, that stress itself, you know. So you can't really, like, you know, they're still trying to learn, but at the same time, it's like they understand. But I know it's still heartbreaking when they got to see me. Then I just get up after I get up. I just go to the couch and go do play on my phone and like nothing.
Wow. Much respect, Blue.
Thank you.
Thank you.
DJ Saxie, did you have any questions, darling?
Yeah, Michelle. Wow, really, really, Blue, I really appreciate you giving us all this knowledge, you know. Erica, she pretty much got most of my questions in there, you know, and it's just amazing to me. I didn't realize, you know, that, you know, epilepsy could be actually caused by your situation in particular. You know, you never think of these things, and I know, mm-hmm. as Erica said, that's a whole nother beast of a conversation when it comes to, you know, abusive relationships. But that is almost amazing to me, because you never really think about things like that happening because of this situation. You know, so that, you know, that's one thing that I really, really, I'm glad that we did bring this up and we're talking about that, because some people are going through relationships like that and you'll never know the end and outcome. Just us as an African-American community, you know, I've done epilepsy walks before, because I had a classmate that I went to college with, and she had it, but she was, you know, she was a white girl, and we did the march and the walk, and, you know, we all put on our blue and we went out there. But, you know, when I did it, and we, you know, you'll go out and I will know of people in the city who has it, but they won't attend these meetings, or they won't go to these family events or anything like that, you know. And I just think, you know, the African-American community, when it comes to these diseases like this, like epilepsy, my mom has multiple sclerosis. Like, that's a whole nother beast. You know, we try to do these different things, you know. These diseases that people don't talk about on a daily basis, mm-hmm. you know, it's always interesting to get more knowledge. You know, we talk about things that, and we mentioned things that I didn't even know. You know, like when I see somebody having a seizure, you know, of course, the first thing I want to do is roll you over, stick something in your mouth. What we do, panic. You know, I will panic.
Exactly.
Because
right.
Because that's something I'm
that's
not
your
used to seeing.
That.
Definitely. That's why I said, people, you can't panic, you know, especially when I tell my kids that. I was like, don't panic, because you're supposed to, I know it's hard, you got to keep calm, though, you know, that way you can make sure the person that's going through it is okay, you know. And then that's why I said that the emotional part, I understand from the person that's actually watching you going through it, is suffering through it. It's hard for them to deal with it also. That's why I said, like, it's good to make sure that everybody's well aware, that knows some knowledge of it. You know, you got to be an expert or anything. And then here's another thing that people don't know. I have scoliosis also. You can... By having that, you can also develop seizures because of that also. Not a lot of people know that.
Wow.
So, yeah, wow. So it's a lot of things that people need to be aware of and make sure that, you know, they're no different than somebody who doesn't have it, you know. They're human just as well as you guys need to know that. Like, don't make them feel bad of what they're going through, you know. Don't just let them live, you know what I mean? It's okay, you know. That's what I always tell my mom. My mom's always like making sure, like, I'm okay and not doing nothing. Like, I gotta live my life in a bubble. No, I'm good. You know, that's the one thing. Like, I don't like that. Like, I hate when people make me feel bad for it, you know.
Right.
And,
yeah, you don't
want to
live in a bubble. No.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And it sucks because, like, you know, and then I'm like, I'm just as normal as, you know, the rest of you guys. You know, I can walk, talk, eat, and...
You don't want them to take pity, you know. I understand what you're
saying. Yeah. That's,
I know what you mean.
Took the words right out of my mouth.
Yep.
All right.
I was trying to find the words.
How old is your oldest? You know, we talk about your kids a lot, and, you know, I just want to know their ages, the age that they are.
Okay, my oldest, he just turned 13 in February, day before Valentine's. And my daughter, the middle child, she actually is 10, and my youngest son, he's 9. And
that's amazing.
Yeah, so I've been dealing with this like 9 years, And actually, like right after my youngest son was born, he was like only a couple months, that's when I started developing the seizures. And that's why it's so hard for me, like emotionally, because I go on a rant in the beginning. This is, thank God I'm out of it. But yeah, I was going to kill him. I don't know if I can say that on the show or not.
Yeah,
because
yeah, you got to bleep that out, baby.
Right. allegedly. No,
real
but
talk.
Now, but no. They say after if you have two or more seizures, you're considered as epileptic person. And yes, I had to take
that
seems
like
a lot. Yeah, I had a lot. I had to take a lot of sleep study tests. My brain waves weren't normal. You know, and matter of fact, in a couple months, I'm going to go back to the doctor, and I was thinking of getting an implant, which is that helps you, like notifies you when you're getting a seizure, but I'm like really scared of people touching my brain, getting, you know, going through the surgery, because I really,
yeah.
they said it, they don't really recommend it, but you know, now the studies are showing that, you know, it's best. Yes. And then there's also, they have medical dogs to help, you know, people like me. And so it's a lot.
It's
like a lot of
pain.
People. Yeah. Oh, and then another thing, this is the other thing that I want to say, with the activities that you guys do, they don't, I don't know if they're familiar with this. Like when people are in an intimate relationship, you can, it actually helps them when you're very intimate. And as far as what I mean by intimate, when you have sex, it helps them because it decreases their stress level and their hormones. So when your hormones are out of whack, it goes crazy, it goes nuts. And then you can fall into having a seizure. That's why my doctor recommended, if you, you know, don't go sleep away just anybody, but, you know, just be careful. Just be aware of that. It does help, though.
That's interesting.
Very
yeah.
interesting. So, Ms. Blue, before we wind down and keep it moving, I just want to say we appreciate you for sharing your story, you know. Thank you.
Oh, no worries. Everybody needs
to be... All right,
ladies,
you're going to keep this... Go ahead. Close the remark.
No, I just want to say, you know, my best advice for everybody who is going through this, or if you know somebody that is going through this, make sure you help them and do your research, and make sure you're aware of what could happen, the possibilities, and try to minimize your stress level also and kick your feet up. Oh, and then one more thing. When you know you're about to have a seizure, usually your feet will swell up. So make sure you pay attention to that also.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you again, Ms. Blue. We definitely appreciate you sharing your story with everybody on Radio Divas. All right, ladies, we're going to keep it moving. Next track coming up, we got DJ Sexy with the music review. The next track we got is from Key Dash. This track is called Wrong Chick. Radio Divas, keep it locked.
Yeah. Grind and die, baby. Need to act like y'all know. Radio Divas. Y'all want them intellectual ladies? Y'all know the number. 323. 693-3043, yeah. V Slim, Miss Mika, Erica Hall, Sade Champagne, Miss Blue, DJ Sexy, Radio Divas. It don't get no better. Only on the Grind Hard Network. Rock with me. Mm-hmm.
Dread beats on the track.
Baby, come over. I need some of your time. I had a long day. Can't wait to see my babe. We can sip wine and dine. I want some love for my baby. Please don't be late. Dinner's at 8. I'm cooking you fake. Cool is the day. Well, about 10 minutes later, I get a text from my man. Saying he had a great time last night. The way I moved my body was out of sight. I knew the text wasn't for me. Last night he said he was on sleep. I'm looking at the phone now, mad as hell. This man said he loved me, well, I can't tell. I text him back with, wrong chick, you got me messed up. Wrong chick, boy, you know you busted. Thought of you disgust me. Come and get your ring, don't want it no more. Oh, wrong chick, you got me messed up. Boy, you know you busted. Thought of you disgust me. Said you wouldn't play these games no more. Why you keep calling? There's really no way I pick up my phone. Man, I'm over it. Trying to call it quits. Teacher, call her. Leave me alone. After all that we've been through, I never thought he'd play me like a fool. I just can't get it off my mind. I thought me and him were fine. And only 10 minutes later, I get a text from my man.
No call, man.
Had a great time last night. The way I moved my body was out the sight. I knew the text wasn't for me. Last night he said he was on CAA. I'm looking at the phone now, mad as hell. This man said he loved me, well, I can't tell. I text him back with the
wrong chick.
You got me messed up.
Wrong chick.
Boy, you know you busted. Thought of you disgust me. Come and get your ring, I don't want it no more.
Wrong chick.
You got me messed up. You busted, thought of you disgust me. Said you wouldn't play these games no more.
I'm glad it was so good to you. I hope you had some fun. Tell her she can move from number two. Take my place, I'm number one. Cause I got no time for silly games. You're not the man you used to be. But see what goes around comes back around. It's gonna happen, you will see. See, I'm a grown chick that you can mess around wrong with.
I heard you had a great time last night. The way she moved her body was out the sight. I knew the text wasn't for me. But you told me it was on CAA. But I hope you know that, boy, I'm mad as hell. You used to say you love me, well, I can't tell. I'm leaving you with her.
Wrong chick.
You got me messed up. Boy, I know you're busted. Thought of you disgust me. Come and get your ring, I don't want it no more. Come and get your ring, I don't want it no more.
Baby girl, y'all were my whole world, but you don't love me back, and you can't stand the rain.
allergic to the game. I take care of mine. Virginia Slim will stay the same. When I'm switching lanes, I think of all the fun we had. But that's really to take my mind off how I hurt so bad. Baby, you hurt my pride. My feelings I can't hide. I messed up because I thought you would stay by my side. We were the perfect match, but you had other plans. I have needs and you couldn't handle my demands. I miss you every day, but you hurt me in every way. I would still take you back, what can I say? But now I'm moving on, no, my feelings ain't gone. But I feel some kind of way I need to be alone.
Chris Brown voice.
Like JMCB.
Radio Divas.
We are all you need.
Down the radio.
Took a trip to my enemy's set. And every time I went raw, I made a back.
Yeah.
Got a baby by the same hating on me.
Hating
fresh
on me.
Out, you the only one was waiting on me.
Yeah.
Dear folk came home, you never changed on
damn.
Me. And every now and then I heard she dead or lame on me. Caught the Rory like targeted
for Kylie.
And every time I hit the city, she a ride it. Made, only supposed to f*** with me. I give a shout out to my exes out in mail. World star playhouse out of slave. I seen a few with my how the game goes. Lord knows it get wet when the time right. Time for it, Times Square, what a good night. Double R Rolex for the good price. And when they do the splits, what a good sight.
Let me see you rock this body back and forth. You gon' get this, I'ma give you what you asking for. I heard she got that good.
Take my b- to the trap house. She smoke weed, hella tatted with her ass out. This codeine about to make her black out. Red guts in the rafe, I'm finna mash out. Blood the nerve of these names from my set. To give a f- about a hater, they don't write my checks. It's hard to make a decision, got b- on top of. Know I be flipping them pictures, give her the D like it's Michigan. Poppin', she drop it down and she land on it. I'm Steph Curry with your then I be if I miss. All the Molly in my cup got me up, babe. I'm turning up in his face tonight. We on base, on base. You know you can't play a player. Party, party. Baby, show you right.
Let me see you rock this body back and forth. You gon' get this, I'ma give you what you asking for. I heard she got that.
Radio Divas, y'all make sure y'all hit up the latest 323-693-3043, or you can log on to the official website, that's groundhardradio.com. DJ Sykes, what you think of my DJ's skills, darling? You know, I mixed on three songs together. You see how I did that?
Hey, getting it in. Getting it in.
All right. So, ladies, before we get into the music review with DJ Saxy, this was a show. We have listeners. They listened. They didn't want to press one. And I did want to do a Q&A, so I guess I'll ask a couple of questions to you, ladies. I want to start off with Miss Erica Arthur. I want to know, what's been your overall experience being on Radio Divas thus far? You know, you new to the show this season. What's been your overall experience on the show?
I am blessed to have the opportunity to be a part of the cast. I, starting off as someone who was a guest, on Grindheart Radio, the gritty Grindheart Radio, the Tuesday and Thursday night. I got baptized by fire with the big boys, you know, Tatum my fiance, like bam, like, you know. And I was able to hold my own. So God is good. I'm grateful for the opportunity. I think my favorite part about being a part of the cast is that everyone is different. I love that part about this show, that no one is alike and that everyone is permitted to be exactly who they are authentically. But we all have one thing in common. That is genuine love and respect for each other. And we really want to see women soar. And so I'm honored.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for extending the invitation. It feels good to be a freshman on the squad. Much respect.
Absolutely. And Donna, you are definitely a breath of fresh air, you know, so salute to you. Miss DJ Saxon,
you
be doing a lot. You working. I'm talking about Saxon, you one of my favorite DJs, seriously. I mean, every time I see you, you working, you promoting, you supporting, whatever the case may be. So my question to you is, Saxon, what do you do for some downtime? Like, when do you chill? When do you rest? And what do you do when you have you some me time?
We don't get tired.
Oh, do you not have it at all, Saxon? Because I know you'll be working. You probably working in your sleep.
You know, that's funny because I actually do work in my sleep. I talked to somebody about that the other day. You know, I said, because we have like these posts, you know, and, you know, I'll have somebody all the way in L.A. and I'll look at my time and be like, man, that means I need to wake up at 7 o'clock and make a post. So, nah, we don't sleep.
Exactly.
I don't know, but just really genuinely in my downtime, you know, it's really with family or out chill. I've been going to the gym a lot lately, trying to get fit. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the gym, it brings my stress levels down. So I'm actually in the gym with pop music and jazz music. And, you know, that's like my real relaxation time. Either that or I'm at a dog park with my dog. So that's it, really.
Got you. That's what's up. Y'all heard it from DJ Saxon. Ms. Blue, I'm going to kind of ask you the same question that I asked Erica, because I know you've done other blog talk shows before on other networks. What's your overall experience being a new diva on Radio Diva?
I've had a blast being on the show, you know, so it's really, really a great learning tool for me, as especially when it comes to being somebody's manager. It really helps out too. And the fact that I'm meeting a lot of people, great people on the way to building my career, and I'm getting a lot.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm learning a lot from everybody that I come in contact with, especially the ladies on the show, you know. Whether y'all know it or not, y'all do help me become a better person also. So, and especially Jit, you know, you too, you definitely have, you know, got me up there being a great person that I am, you know. So I really take that into consideration, but I love y'all so much.
Much love and respect to you too, sweetie.
Thank you.
Oh, yes.
That's why I can ask you some questions. But, ladies, we are in the wind down time, so I'm going to throw it over to DJ Saxon with the music review.
All right. Most Def. Once again, ladies, I'm so glad to be here with all my divas. This has been a wonderful, very, very educational show, and I just wanted to squeeze that in before I got
off
the music review.
Yes, ma'am. Salute.
All right, guys. So the numbers have changed a little bit. I'm going to go ahead and get into the top 10 in the music review, and we're going to go ahead and do rap this week. Last week we did R&B. Once again, these numbers are brought to you by sales, online streaming, and radio streaming numbers all put together. Number 10 on the list is that new song that I've been hearing people craving about, that new song Panda by Designer. That is number 10 tonight on the chart. Number 9, Kevin Gates, Really, Really. Number 8, Young Thug, My Best Friend, That's My Best Friend. All right.
Hey.
Kicking it on in at number 7, we have Low Life. My Future featuring The Weeknd. Of course, throwing some shade at his homegirl, Ciara, but that's okay. Number six, we have Drake with that hit song, Summer 16. Yeah. Coming up at number five, he still got that Hotline blinging. At number five, Drake. Number four, Jumpman. Drake and Future going in. And song number three on the charts, the song that's going to get every man in trouble this summer, I Got Two Phones. Yeah, y'all going to get in trouble for that one. Better be careful where you sing it at. Oh, yeah. And coming in at number two, the other song that's going to get all the brothers in trouble for spring break, It Goes Down in the DM. Yo Gotti featuring Nicki Minaj. Fellas, you better watch what's going on in the DM because it's no longer public. Kicking it on off to my number one spot. Holding it down at number one for 3 weeks in a row. Oh, my goodness. It is my boy, G-Eazy. I've been telling y'all to watch out for him for the last month. And I'm telling you, now he is on top
definitely
with his hit song, Me, Myself, and I. G-Eazy holding it down at the number one spot. And that right there is your hip-hop review.
You dig. Love that. Radio Divas. Ladies, we are in the wind-down time, so I'm going to allow y'all to throw out your social medias, promotions, whatever the case may be, before we wrap it up. And we're going to start off with Miss Erica Arthur.
Again, I thank you for the opportunity to be a part of the cast. Honor for the invitation. I am Erica Arthur. You can follow me for inspiration of a different kind on Twitter at Indigo Interlude. On Instagram at Indigo Interlude. If you're into love poetry, with a little bit of spice, just a tad bit of spice, you can follow me on Instagram at Authenticity Speaks. That's authenticity ending in two E's instead of a Y. Authenticity Speaks. I'm also an inspirational blogger at authenticity.wordpress.com. Again, authenticity ending in two E's instead of a Y. Much love. God bless you. Be encouraged. And thank you so much for tuning in.
Miss Blue, the floor is all yours, darling.
Shout out to everybody that's listening, especially my wonderful, wonderful, wonderful ladies on Radio Diva. I love y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. And I hope what I said earlier today is very helpful and educational to those that need it. You can catch me on Sundays along with the ladies on Radio Divas every Sunday. Also, shout out to my artist, Dub De Niro. He'll be coming out with a new hit single real soon. So I love you guys. You can find me on Facebook under Williams Blue, and on Twitter, you can find me under Shannon B, S-H-Y-N-O-N-B. And I love y'all. Jit, I love you.
Salute, sis. Most definitely. Thank you again tonight. Last but definitely not least, DJ Saxy.
Of course. Y'all already know what it is. It's your girl, DJ Saxy. Sexy, baby. I know I'm sexy, but it's sexy. S-A-X-Y. Always got to throw that in there. Y'all can hit me up on Instagram at DJ underscore Saxy. And y'all can hit me up on Twitter and Facebook at DJ Saxy. And we're going to launch it off, DDJSaxy.com. DDJSaxy.com. Y'all can get some behind-the-scenes footage there coming soon for the next tour. Also, if you're on Snapchat, it's Snapchat DDJSaxy. And you'll get all the behind-the-scenes footage and all the fun times right there on Snapchat. And that's
it. Well, this is your boy, Jit Chronicles. You can definitely follow me on Twitter, at Jit Chronicles. Check out Ground Hard Radio. Ladies, once again, I salute y'all. Another wonderful episode. The ladies will be back in 2 weeks, you know, so happy Easter to everybody. Radio Divas will not be airing next Sunday, but they will return in 2 weeks. And great show, ladies. We love y'all, and good night. We out. Radio Divas. Let's ride.
I'm still here. The obstacle.
Yeah. Grind or die, baby. Need to act like y'all know. Radio divas. Y'all want them intellectual ladies? Y'all know the number. 323-693-3043. Yeah. V Slim. Miss Mika. Erica Arthur. Sade Champagne. Miss Blue. DJ Sexy. Radio Divas. It don't get no better. Only on the Brown Hard Network. Rock with me.